Welcome to Shine Your Light with Angela Bushman. Our program is designed to help you on your journey of transformation. If you're looking for inspiration, empowerment, and fun, you've come to the right place. Now, here's your host, Angela Bushman.
Aloha, everyone. This is Angela. Thank you for joining me today. I'm excited to be here. This is a great time in our progress through the coursework that we're doing. And I hope that you're feeling the height of this time. You've been doing some amazing work. I know so many of you have been creating this coursework with me, and I appreciate all your feedback again. It's one of those times where we just... It seems like you've done the work, and you've kind of forgotten how hard the work was. And all of a sudden, you're just streaming with joy. You're full of energy, and you kind of it's a whole new blasting open where we are in this coursework right now, because what we're going to work on today, what we're going to talk about, is the ninth class and A Soul's Journey Home, Returning to Love, this audio coursework. And in this ninth of 11 of my classes, this where you're continuing on your road of realigning with your purpose, passion, and power, we're understanding the full potential of living our authentic life. So we're kind of here. It's like, okay, we've climbed that mountain that we've been talking about climbing. We've planted those seeds. We've taken that deep look inside of ourselves and done the digging, done the cleaning, done the claiming of all of our pieces. And now we are here to not ask questions this time. This isn't a class about asking questions. This is a class about making statements. And as we make these statements, as we address these statements, that I'm going to be giving you a great list of statements here that we're really going to focus this whole unit around today, you're going to be able to see where you are. And the question that you can ask yourself right now, and if you're writing all this down in a journal, which I hope that you are, those of you that have done all of the work up to this point, are you fully valuing yourself and not compromising in creating the life that you deserve? That's the question that we're focusing on today. Because really, we should be here. We should be answering yes to all these statements that I'm about to read off. What we've done in the beginning is, you know, we've talked about the witnessing of ourselves. We've talked about all these skills that we built as we started to find our pieces and own all of our pieces, what we consider the good and the bad. And we've looked at all those fears that are going to pop up. We've talked about reclaiming our power and what that looks like and how there are so many ways that we give our power away. We've already talked about the mask that we wear, and the labels that we wear, and how we stripped ourselves of those masks, and we stood there in our authentic self, ready to start putting on our new hats and to start walking our new path. And then we talked about our intuition, you know, trusting our intuition. And it's one thing to trust it and to sense it, but it's a whole other thing to follow it. So I hope that you've been practicing all these skills that we've been building upon in all these previous classes. It's been great tuning work for us as we, you know, continue on in this expansion of our authentic self. So the last few chapters then, before this class, have been kind of our stepping out into the world. You know, we built all these skills in the first six classes, and the next three classes is exploring your new world. That was class seven, the practice standing in your aligned self. You know what that was about? That was about, you know, we started exploring, like, what feels good? Does this feel good? Maybe not. Do I like this? Maybe not. We started putting on a lot of that new clothing, if you will, you know, once we stripped ourselves of that old programming that no longer served us. And we started playing around, and we started playing dress up in a bit and exploring some new roles in our life, some new flavors, whatever it is you want to call it, and trying to feel, you know, what is the authentic fit for you. And then in chapter 8, in class 8, we talked about practice standing in our aligned self. And sometimes the things that happen when we're going to start practicing, you know, walking and standing in that new role, what's going to happen and how we get tested in that new role, don't we? And so now we've done exploring, we've done some of the practicing, and now we're ready to make some statements. We're ready to address some statements to see how we're doing, because it's time. You know, it's time to start living this authentic life. So with all that said, I'm going to start reading through a statement. I think I've got about 20 here, 20 statements. And go ahead and write these down, because these are going to be important statements for you to have now and going forward. And as we've talked before in this coursework, the thing to do is to, when you hear this statement, you're going to witness your response to it. Okay, so you're listening to your intuitive response, your higher self. You're connecting to that higher self and having this conversation with your higher self. And so you know how it goes because we've already done this exercise. So go ahead and take time, write these statements down as I say them, and then sense your energy around that statement and write a few notes for yourself. Because then you're going to see, you know, where you're aligned and where you're still a little stuck. So here we go. Statement number one, I am living my passion. And I expanded on this a bit and I added these statements after. It's just what flowed out of me, so this is what Spirit's telling me to do. The expansion of that statement, I am living my passion, is this. I'll write these down too. Write these down as well. I do what I love. I love what I do. And I do it for me. I am living my passion. I do what I love. I love what I do. And I do it for me. So I hope you're answering yes. I hope that you're screaming yes, I do it. And we're going to, you know, talk about, that's not a selfish thing. We've already talked about that, right? We're talking about living in alignment with yourself. When you're doing that, you're serving your purpose. You're serving the world. And you're allowing everyone else to do the same for themselves. That's a big statement. The second one, number two, I am full of energy. Now, this is an easy one. You either are or you're not. You know, how are you feeling now? Are you in an energy slump? Is life feeding you energy? Is your soul expanding and full of energy? Is the passion running through you, the power running through you, or not? Okay, that gives you a very good indication of if you're on path or if you're somehow letting something block you still. And I say, are you letting something block you? Because, you know, you're in charge of letting these things block us or not. So think about that. Number three, the right people are showing up in the right place at the right time to be in my life. And I think this is really a great little tool. I'm going to repeat that, actually. The right people are showing up in the right place at the right time to be in my life. And this is a really good indication of where you are. If you are living in your flow, if you are living in your passion, if you are living in your purpose, you're living in alignment with what the universe is supporting you to do. And you're saying, I'm trusting this process. I'm trusting my intuition. I'm not afraid to pick my foot up and take that next step. And as you do take that next step and reach out, sometimes really not fully knowing, many, many times not fully knowing what that next step is even all about, just knowing that you feel that pull, you feel that desire, you feel that curiosity, and you haven't let that fear stop you from those old programs that we're not going to pay attention to anymore, that we've already addressed and seen and we have put to rest because they're not going to have any power over our subconscious anymore. And it's happening. And what a great feedback, right? When you get a feeling to go do something and you go do it, and then all of a sudden you meet this person or that person, and wow, they just brought you the next piece of the puzzle. And they're part of your team. They're part of your team. It may be for a minute. It may be for an hour. It may be for one statement. It may be for the rest of your life. You don't know. But, you know, that's just the universe playing its part. And we're now conscious creators in this creation. And it's beautiful when you get to see this physical representation of things happening and showing up and the doors opening for what you're looking for. And so really make note of that. Start to really honor that and be grateful for that. Because when you're seeing that happen, it's amazing, first of all, is you're going to really realize how great you're manifesting and trusting and on path, all that stuff. But also make sure that you're giving thanks for it, you know, and thanking the universe, because what you're giving thanks for and what you're reinforcing, you're just going to continue to get more of. So a very powerful sign. The next statement is, the old is falling away. There have been shifts. And as you continue to expand out, there's no way to expand out without letting some old things fall away. That's just the way it is. And we give thanks for all that has been in our life, you know, whether it was for a statement, a moment, an hour, or years. You know, we give thanks for that because it was exactly what we needed at that time. And now we've learned, you know, we can't hang on to everything, right? We just, it's not the way that it works. We have to create the space and we have to let go and say, okay, you know, I'm thankful for that. And I'm, as we talked about, that vision of that gal in the next, in the last class that we did, actually, that we saw that vision. You remember that vision that we had of that gal standing there with her hand stretched out and she's looking forward and she's so drawn into the moment and the feeling and creating that next moment that she's let that old that she was grasping on in her hand fall away. So the old is falling away. We're seeing shifts and it's okay. It's good. When you have growth, there will be shifts. It could be in every form and fashion of your life. It could be jobs or relationships or just how you want to dress or how you want to feel. It's just so many ways that we can't even begin to define that. So just understand that that's actually a good sign. The next statement is, I believe I am beautiful, amazing, and limitless. I believe I am beautiful, amazing, and limitless. That's a great statement. And I hope that you can write that down and put explanation points behind it. And I hope that you can say that with confidence. It's not an ego statement. That's just owning your power and owning your beauty and owning the unconditional love that you have for yourself and knowing that you are all that. And any of those statements that you have a struggle with, putting an explanation behind, point behind, then think about what it is that you're still allowing you to block on that statement. Number six. I value myself. I value myself. Do you or don't you? You know, are you allowing yourself, are you giving yourself away? You know, are you seeing that other people don't value? If you are seeing that other people don't value, then that's a good sign that you're not valuing yourself, right? Because everything outside of you is a reflection of inside of you. And we know that we have to value ourselves first before the rest of the world will value us. So we know now that we have the power, right, to shift that. If we feel the world is not valuing us, we're taking that power back. We're going to start to value ourselves. We're not going to give ourselves away. We're not going to put ourselves in a situation that is not honoring us for any reason. We know that we do not deserve that. We deserve to be treated as if we are beautiful, amazing, and limitless. So please take a look at that, the valuing myself. Number seven, I trust my intuition. We've talked a lot about that. We've talked about, you know, that higher voice, that internal feeling, you know, and listening and how we listen to that intuition. And, you know, we can hear it, but then we also need to start taking those steps and trusting it and using that in our guidance and going forward. In every moment, tapping into your intuition and saying, how do I feel about this? What is my body showing me? How am I responding in every way, and physically and emotionally, and how is my reaction to this? And we're taking time to witness the reaction to this, to this intuition that's coming in, this feeling, and we're trusting it. Number 8, I am doing what I want to do when I want to do it. We have the power to do this. And, you know, I think too many times we feel that we don't. We let something else outside of us control us. And obviously that's giving our power away. And, you know, it's that whole freedom thing. We have so much freedom in our life, as much freedom as we want to give ourselves, actually. And when you start to live that life of freedom, you know, it's a whole new concept. It's a whole new thing to grasp. But when you start to realize that you're doing what I want to do when I want to do it, that you're living on path, that you're in that moment, every moment, trusting that moment, that moment is creating the next moment. And that's how you start into the flow. You're living in the flow and you're seeing all these things show up because you're working in the flow with this. Number 9, my work is my play and my play is my work. You know, life's supposed to be fun, and we sometimes separate this, the play and the work. And, you know, we forget how much it feeds our soul to play. Maybe we just don't even recognize it anymore, what play is like. Maybe we don't value it. But I don't care what you're doing. I don't care if you're going to the dentist. Make it fun for yourself. Make it honoring for yourself. Find the play in it. Find the way to find the joy in it. Find the things that you're doing that feed yourself, that feed your soul, that nurture you in every way. And remember how to bring the play into all of that, especially when it is your work. When your work is your play is your work. You're gonna be surprised at that shift. It's something that once you grasp, you're never gonna be the same, actually, because everything becomes fun. Okay, there's just things we need to figure out how to get through life. That's just what it is. And it's part of our learning process. It's part of our challenge, you know, to have to do the physical things that are required to live in this world, in this physical world. And it's just part of the ball game. So are you going to act like it's a grind? Are you going to do the grind? Or are you going to do it in a fun way? And trust me, you're going to see people respond to you in a different way. You're going to enjoy, you know, every moment of your life in a different way. And it's really up to you how you experience every moment. But figuring out how to make things play and to make your play your work, you know, doing what you love and finding out how you can actually make a living from doing what you love is, of course, the ultimate. And the better you get at your play, the more that the universe will lead you in that direction and show you how powerful that is. Because when you're in that passion, you're in your play. When you're in your play, you're in your passion. And your passion is your path. And your path will take you to your limitlessness. So why could you not make a living from what you do, from doing how you love playing? So valuing the play. Number 10, I do physical exercise that sets me free. I think this is so important, because sometimes we get so caught up in the mental part of life, and thinking how, you know, just so caught up in our heads and our bodies. And what I have found is that, especially when I was going through my huge expansion in the last few years, you know, the difference in the balance in me, that when I was taking time to do the physical exercise that sets me free, you know, that brings me joy, even though it maybe wasn't, I didn't see at the moment how it was bringing me value to the work that I was doing, when I was doing the writing and the creating of the company and all the communicating that I had to do, you know, how was that helping me? But, you know, I learned a great lesson in 1 year, really, of how my body, mind, spirit, everything shifted when I lost that important component of that physical exercise that I love to do that sets me free. You know, and sometimes when we start really diving into our passion, which I did, you know, and I was writing my first book and I was writing some coursework and I was working with clients and I was creating my company and I was doing so much of what I truly love. But, you know, I was taking out the physical exercise component, the moving around. And I really see now, it was one of the most important lessons that I learned in my year of huge expansion and freedom, is that we've got to have that balance, you know, and consider that your fun play. And don't forget how important that is. I love to dance. And I love to paint. I just love to move around. It just helps me. I love to be out with people. And, you know, when we think, okay, if I go out and do this, go dancing for my enjoyment, you know, what is that? How is that serving my business plan or, you know, creating this work that I need to do right now? This, even though it was inspirational work, you know, and I found that it was so detrimental to me to give that up because it brought me so much joy. And it brought me in a different way, and it brought me just to move my body. You know, it made me realize how important it is when we're going through growth, when we're going through expansion, when we're living in the flow, when we're trying to let all this energy run through us, how important physical exercise is. And it's got to be, make it something that's physical exercise that sets you free. You know what it is. You know, some of us go for yoga or a run or walking the dog or dancing or whatever it is, something that really just kind of puts you in a different zone and lets you move your body in a way that really helps any blocks that you're having, any energy blocks, any kind of blocks, that really helps with your whole flow. Really, really important. Don't give that up. The next one, number 11, is I nurture myself physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And, you know, this is important. I think that this, like the play, we mentioned it in an earlier statement. We just don't, and even the physical exercise, you know, we let those things slide. And why do we do that? We just don't value them maybe as much as we do other things when we think of, you know, doing our work or what we're supposed to be doing or what we value or what society says it values. How we just don't allow the time, take the time to nurture yourself. And just as with the physical exercise, you know, when we don't get it, it really causes a lot of blocks that I don't think that we see. You know, when I started sitting more, like I said last year, and how that all affected me in many, many ways. And, you know, not getting that physical exercise, the nurturing myself is the same thing. You know, we need to take that time to really create that calm space for ourselves. And we've been exploring ourselves in a lot of ways, you know, getting back, meeting yourself again, you know, falling in love with yourself again, as we talked about in this coursework, and getting to know yourself and what feeds you. And so many ways to feed yourself in this whole nurturing. I receive so much nurturing in water. And almost daily, nightly, I will take a bath in the salts, you know, the cleansing salts, the sea salts. And that will clear my energy, that will clear my blocks, that centers myself. Water is an amazing tool for, it's amazing conduit for intuitive information to come in. You know, it's amazing what comes to me sometimes when I'm in the water. It just really opens me up, as well as such a nurturing thing. And it's just also, you know, something that I do. It's just an example of something that I do that values the nurturing of me, because we all, so many, especially healers, you know, and so many of people that probably are going to be into this coursework with me, are some type of a light worker or healer possibly. And, you know, our one of our passions is to nurture everybody else. And we already talked about that. You know, we can't continue to give of ourselves when we're not giving to ourselves, because we're going to end up with this empty bucket. And what we're saying is, I don't value myself because I'm going to nurture everybody else, and I'm not nurturing myself, so therefore I'm not valuing myself. And so taking that time to nurture yourself, it is not selfish. It is honoring of everyone else, because the more you honor yourself, the more that you can honor and have of yourself to give to everyone else. So I hope that you're making a strong statement with that. I nurture myself physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Taking time for that and honoring that, so important. Number 12, I give myself what I want. So here we go. We're not playing victim. We're not looking for a codependent to support us. We're not looking for something outside of us, or expecting something outside of us to give us what we want. We're giving it to ourselves, okay? And when we start to honor that, we're going to see a better flow with the whole exchange of the energy of the world anyway. But realizing that, you know, other people aren't responsible for your happiness. They're not responsible for your support. They're not responsible for your nurturing. They're not responsible for valuing you. You are. So we've talked about this a little bit in the past, the past chapters, the past classes, about, you know, realizing what it is that you're not giving yourself, right? Because it's sometimes what you're looking for in others. Okay, you're trying to complete yourself with others. And so if you're asking yourself, what is it I'm looking for in others, then that answers yourself, what is it I need to give myself? So I hope that now that we've done this coursework, you're at the point where I can say, yes, I give myself what I want. Number 13, the next statement, is that people notice my energy. If you're starting to show up in your authentic life, in your authentic power, you are realizing a shift in how the world is perceiving you. Are you starting to see that people are paying attention to you? Are you starting to see that people are noticing you? Are you starting to even see when you walk into a room that people notice your energy? Or are you still the wallflower? Are you still shut down? Have you put that shield up? We've talked about this. You know, we've had these pains. All of us have. You know, that's what we're here to experience and to work through, and to have all these experiences of so much that sometimes do really cause us pain. And we came in to experience this in one way or another. And but we have the ability to choose how to respond to that. And are we going to shut ourselves off, or are we not? You know, are we going to put that wall back up, or are we not? So how are you doing with that? And people, you'll be able to start to notice it. Start to notice how people are noticing you. If you are blossoming, if you are shining, if you're in full expansion, authentic mode, I guarantee you, you're turning heads when you walk in the room. Okay, people are noticing your energy. And that's a great sign. It'll tell you where you are in this route. Number 14, I take ownership for my life, health, and happiness. I take ownership for my life, health, and happiness. So you've taken your power back, right? You are in control. You are creating all of it. You are the one responsible for it. No one else is. The universe is supporting you, interacting with you, but you are the powerhouse here. And, you know, we've had to learn to step out of victim mode and take the ownership for what is going on. If you don't like it, change it. It's up to you, right? So I guess, as they say in some things, there's no whining going on here, right? Whine at yourself if that's who you're going to whine to. Because I'm taking ownership for my life, health, and happiness. If I don't like something about it, I'm going to change it. Number 15, I know that I have the power to create that I want. It's a great statement to follow up the last one. I know that I have the power to create what I want. Okay? That's a strong statement. And if you're saying that statement with clarity and with confidence, then that's awesome, you know, because you're there. And you are empowered. You've empowered yourself. No one else can empower you. it's your journey back to knowing that you are the power, you know, that you are the power, powerful creator working with the universe to create this coexistence that you're living in, this reality. And that's just a simple statement. You can either say yes or no to that. And start to notice, though, if you say yes to that, then that's awesome. Start to notice as you go through your day, if that's one statement that you're going to kind of keep in the back of your head or keep on your dashboard of your car or your refrigerator, it's going to constantly be showing up there throughout the day. Let that be the one. I know that I have the power to create what I want. Because it's going to kind of give you feedback through the day as you go through your, you know, a lot of your subconscious behavior, the patterns of your day. You're going to start to maybe see awareness of where you're not using your power to create what you want, okay? And you're still just kind of doing something because you're supposed to, or you have to, or someone said you should, or something like that that you don't want to. And that's on to number 16. I am the flower that has blossomed. Do you feel that way right now? Because hopefully you do. You know, if you've gotten to this point in the coursework, I hope that it has energized you. I hope that it has shifted you. I hope that you've accepted and honored yourself along the way. And if you have, then you're feeling this. You're feeling like, I am the flower that has blossomed. You know, you've planted the seed and you've tilled the soil, you know, you've gotten all the rocks out and you've done the tending of the garden, as they say, and the flower is starting to grow, it's becoming strong, all of a sudden there's a blossom, and oh my goodness, it's just opened, and that is you. So you've done the work, you know, that's where you want to be, that's the visual that you want to have, and that's how you want to feel. And you're right, people are starting to notice you, right? Because now there's not just like a little stem sticking up, breathing some air in the world and putting its roots down. It's actually the flower petals are opening. And what is this amazing new unique flower going to look like? There's no two flowers alike. Each one is individual. Each one has its time and its place in the world to share its beauty and to shine its light. And this is what you're doing now. Enjoy the moment. Number 17, I live my life freely and I allow others to do the same. This is really, I feel, a really important one, probably a hard one, but a really, really important one. You know, if you're living authentically and you're living in alignment with yourself, that means you've worked through some control issues. If you've had them, and trust me, I think we all do at some level or another. Some of us are just more apparent than others. But we all have, you know, things that we feel responsible for or that we feel we have to control. And that's probably one of the hardest things to unlearn, you know, that we have to live our lives freely. We're responsible for ourselves. You know, we're responsible for the young ones that come into our lives, of course, you know, up till, you know, they're old enough to take care of themselves, and which I think comes in a much younger age than when we give them credit for. And, but really, even them, we're here to be their guides and they're here to be our teachers. And we shouldn't forget that. It's really important. Living our life freely, doing what is honoring you, and focusing more on you really than anything else, because that's your job. Your job is you. And we've talked about the extreme importance of this, you know, that if we're living our life authentically and living our purpose, passion, and power, that is our gift to the world. Okay, that's how we are going to change the world. And that's one whole concept. And then allowing others to do the same is kind of a little bit of an extension of that. And not always as easy to do, you know, because sometimes we want others to do things that maybe are more for us than for them. And that's really hard, you know, to not want that for us, to want that for them, and to give them that freedom. And what we really learn, though, is that we're really living in our authentic, free life, that what we try not to hang on to is, you know, what will come and flow in and out of our life as it should. And it'll be exactly beautifully purposely perfect in our life. But when we try to control it, it brings such a lower vibration to our life that it just ruins the whole flow of everything. So by giving up that control, you know, by allowing ourselves to live freely according to what we want and how we want, and others to do the same, you know, you're actually going to see the elevation actually of your relationships shift to the highest level that you can actually experience. And you're going to see healthier relationships all the way around. And, you know, you're actually allowing others to step into their power, you know, as well, you know, especially with your children. You know, how important is it to reinforce that, to let them step into their power? The next statement is, I live in balance and know how to center myself. Okay, we've talked a little bit about this, about living in the balance of not, you know, focusing even in where we're living in our passion too much in one area. You know, we've got to bring the balance in, you know, in all areas of our lives. And you'll know when you get out of balance, you just know. And so we have to know the skill of centering ourselves again, right, and honoring all that. The next statement, number 19, is I love myself unconditionally. And I hope that you can all say yes to that with explanation points afterwards. You know, we've done the work right now. We've done the digging. We've seen all of the parts that we've hidden from ourselves that we've condoned or we've judged, and we've honored those parts. You know, we've given love to that pain, and we've nurtured that pain and that wound that we found. And we're saying, you know what? I love myself unconditionally. And I hope that that's a beautiful statement you can say all day long. The next statement, number 20, is I see that I am manifesting what I want in my life. So, do you see it? I see that I am manifesting what I want in my life. Are you actually seeing it? Are you, because it's actually amazing. I know this was happening to me for a long time. I was actually manifesting so much in my life, and then some of my teachers and coaches and colleagues would say to me, do you realize how fast you're manifesting and what you're doing and how, you know, you got the model now, right? You've got it. And it was amazing because actually I didn't even really see it yet. You know, I didn't really realize it. And so that sounds kind of crazy, but take the time to make a list. Actually, this is a great thing. You know, I used to write things down that I wanted to manifest. Physical list, right? Write it down and you ground it. That's a great way to do it. I'm going to write this list. I'm going to create this list. And this is what I want. This is what my passion is telling me right now that I really want to explore, that I really want to create. And then you put that list aside for a while. And it's funny, I do this all the time now. I've got lists everywhere. I just love to do this. And then I'll get busy with my passion and creating, and then I'll run back across that list. And I just have to laugh because I go through that list and I cross this off and I cross that off and I cross that off. And I'm like, that's really cool. That's really cool that I can do that. And I can see that I did that. And, you know, I didn't control it. You know, I didn't try to control every detail of it, which is so important, you know, when we're learning how to manifest. You know, we're just kind of letting it go. We're letting it flow. We've put it out there. We're not going to try to control every detail because the universe is so much bigger than we are, and we're creating at such a higher level than we can even fathom that we are. So, you know, don't force it. Don't try to, but be open, you know, and it's crazy when you start to see the things manifest, to go back and look at what you wrote, and then you see how they expanded into this whole thing, this whole greater vision than what you could have even imagined. And then, you know, give thanks for that moment that you've seen that. And the last statement that I have here for this course today, this class today, is I understand that my internal shift created my external shift. Because we've talked about this, you know, the way that we have taken our power back is to realize that we're creating everything, that we've done this inner work, that we've found our places of our blocks, of our wounds, of our not accepting who we are, of giving our power away, all of this previous work. And so that's a great statement to end on. I understand that my internal shift created my external shift. And I hope that you're seeing it in your outside world. Because it should be happening. The next couple chapters that we're going to actually talk about, the last two, classes of this coursework are going to be Home to Love. We're going to talk about the abundance of love that's going to be in your life in all forms and ways. And the last class is actually going to be Learning to Live with Abundance, because it's going to start flowing in. So I hope that you've enjoyed the work up to this point. Stay tuned for the next two classes, because they are the best, the ultimate, the most rewarding, and where you are just about ready to explode into. So thank you for doing the work this far, for all of your feedback, and I will look forward to meeting up with you in our next class. Stay tuned. We're going to take a short break here, and we will be back just briefly to take questions if you have any live, as well as to talk about a lot of things that I got going on for you. So stay tuned, and we'll take a short break here.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network. Are you trying to discover your life purpose or find your passion? Are you stuck in a life that is not serving you? Angela Bushman has courageously shared her story of self-discovery in her first book, A Soul's Journey Home. In order for others to be inspired to step out of their comfort zone, align with their higher self, and live a life of freedom and joy. Due to overwhelming requests, she is currently working on a workbook and audio tapes to assist you in your journey back to your purpose, passion, and power. An intuitive empowerment coach based in Phoenix and Hawaii with clients all over the world. Angela works with individuals via phone, Skype, and in person. Each is designed to activate one's personal blueprint for transformation. Known as the Right Now Teacher, Angela provides you with the information that you need to know right now in order to help you understand and move beyond your blocks and fears. Among her many tools, Angela's paintings have been channeled to help you shift your energy through the use of visual images. You can find more of what Angela offers at www.angelabushman.com. Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. You are listening to Shine Your Light with Angela Bushman. To connect with our program today, please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to Angela at angelabushman.com. Now, back to the program.
Aloha, everyone, and welcome back. I hope that you enjoyed that class that we just did live. Recording these has been an incredible experience for me. I'm just having so much fun creating this coursework and creating this tool that can now be an online download when you want, to work on when you want, audio course to go through this work. It's really been an interesting experience, you know, as we continue to walk our path to see how the stars align and to trust that, you know, in that moment to go for it. And I'm very thankful to Voice America for assisting me with all that they do in this incredible journey of serving myself and all of us, you know, as we continue on with our road to expansion, with road to enlightenment, with road to healing, with the road to empowerment. And I just kind of have a funny story, because I just love it. Things can shift so fast. And I think I get bored in about 3 seconds if things aren't shifting, which is maybe a good thing and a challenging thing for those people around me. But, I have to laugh, because I'm, you know, obviously an empowerment coach. And when I do my coachings, I love to, you know, tell people that I'm here to, you know, shift you, help you with that shift that can be a really quick one. And I'm not one of those teachers or coaches that, you know, wants to create a codependency upon myself. I love doing the initial reading, you know, that shows you your life path, your life purpose, gets you back in touch with your blueprint. And it's about an hour and a half session with me. And it's amazing how fast I can see jumps. People will say, now, when are we going to meet again? And, you know, what is the plan? And I say, you know, it's up to you. I'm empowering you. You know, you decide when you, if you ever do want another coaching with me. And, you know, I want to hear back from you, of course. Tell me what's going on in your life and how fast things are shifting, because it's amazing. And what I see a lot of times is, you know, it'll take one or two sessions and people have shifted so much and so fast in their life. I think one of the best compliments that I've ever gotten, or one of the best feedbacks I've ever just received back from someone, was that it was a colleague, and she said, you know, she had done some work with me, and she said, you know, you can help people shift so fast. It's just amazing. And, you know, it's that easy. It's just that person being in that moment, being ready for that big step of growth, to let go of so much, you know, and to allow them to come into my energy and to meet with me and to have that moment of, you know, just maybe helping someone jump off that cliff and make those shifts in their life that they're ready for. It's an honor to me to be able to be that empowerment coach. But I think this is really interesting, because I always talk about this empowerment, you know, and I have three children, and I've really empowered them at a very early age, or allowed them to be empowered at a very, very early age, actually. I have a 20-year-old right now that has actually just started a trip around the world for 4 months. And so, right? How brave is that? So kudos to her. I'm very, very proud of her for that. And, you know, you are the teacher in the way that you teach your life. It is so funny, because I've been doing some classes lately, trying to teach myself, continue to expand in all the areas that I love to expand into. And one of them being, you know, all this computer work and programming and website building and, you know, things that we don't, as solopreneurs, we have to wear all of these hats, right? And it's so funny, because I keep taking these classes with people that I'll take a class with them, and I'll say, you know, I'd like for you to do a little work for me. You know, I'd like you to help me this. Well, then they say this to me. Well, we want to really empower you. And I'm like, oh boy, I'm getting that back. So they want to have a meeting or two with me, and then they want to teach me how to do everything, which I'm like, oh gosh, do I really want to do it? But you know what? It's been an amazing experience. And I have to give myself credit for, you know, taking on things that I 2 years ago, I had no comprehension of one word in the vocabulary, and knowing that I could now get in and create, you know, my own website on different channels and different platforms, and the ability to do that. And so it's just a bit ironic, isn't it, that I'm, you know, talking all this empowerment and I'm getting it back. So I think that shows I'm living my truth and honoring that, because it's showing up outside of me. So thank you to all of those amazing people in my life now that have such amazing skills and that don't want to create me as a codependent, you know, in their world, that they're here to empower others as well and to teach their skills and not try to make everything, you know, for money value, reliant on them. I really honor and appreciate that type of service, the people that are here to share their skills, you know, and to help others learn those skills and to pass it on. And so we all can expand in our own way to become happy, healthy, and whole. And that's what we're here to do. So, yeah, just a bit ironic. I also want to talk about a workshop that I have coming up in Phoenix. It's actually going to be November 2nd and 3rd. It's going to be a pretty intensive time. And I'm going to keep it a smaller group. Please go to my website, www.angelabushman.com, to see more about that. I'm excited. I do live part-time in Phoenix, and I'm part-time in Hawaii, and I enjoy living in the polarities. I understand the energy of both places and what that energy is. And I'm telling you, the desert is an amazing place for transformation. It really does an amazing thing. of helping to strip you of the old and shoot you into the new. It's that old phoenix rising, if you will. And I'm really, really excited for this workshop. It's going to be the first one I'm doing of this type. And if you know me, you know I'm always creating something new, but this is what I'm feeling right now. I really hope that we get a good turnout. I think it'll be, as always, you know, what happens is the right people come together at the right time. They were supposed to be there, and it's not just for one of us, it's for all of us. So take a look at that. There's going to be some, actually sign up for my newsletter, because there's going to be some special promotions on my newsletter only for that workshop, as well as other things coming out. So please sign up for my newsletter on my contact page of my website. You can either go to www.shine-your-light.com or angelabushman.com. Go to my contact page, find my newsletter form, and sign up for it. Because actually, the next couple of days, a newsletter coming out with some benefits on there, especially for the newsletter people. Some people that I've already worked with and have a connection with and that I want to stay connected to and that they're already on this journey with us. So let's stay connected. I'm really excited about this. What else is going on? The book is already out, Soul's Journey Home. If you haven't read it, pick up a copy at Amazon.com. It is available at the Amazons around the world. I am really looking forward to getting that translated into Spanish. I know that there are people asking me for that, and I'm trying to get that going. And it's on my list, so when it's supposed to happen, it will. Have patience on that one. And I'm excited because I do know that will do well. I have been told by Spirit for a long time and other countries. So that is definitely something that will be happening, you know, in the near future. The audio course is just about complete. If you haven't had a chance yet, go down and you can download it at this time to take a look at on your own. I would highly suggest doing one course per week. I would not try to do any more than that because there is a high level of energy shifting going on within that that you're not even aware of at a level that you're not even aware of just by the energy coming through that, coming through my voice, coming through the energy of the words and stirring up what, you know, we can't see or explain within us. So enjoy that. I am currently doing private coachings. I do not always hold that open, but at this time I am holding a few spots open for that aren't already taken to do that. So if you're doing the coursework and you find, or if you've read the book, I mean, I have a lot of people that read the book and just say, I want to have what you have, basically. I want to know what you know. I want this. And so, you know, we do those initial sessions, which you can read about on my website as well. And, you know, it's amazing how I think it really helps with the clarity of you understanding where you are on that path. And sometimes, you know, we're so much further along than we give ourselves credit for is what I find so many times. And it's great to say, okay, you know, this is great and this is great and this is great. You know, we just got a few little blocks over here. Let's talk about that. And, you know, how fast that can happen to help shift you out of whatever strand of a block that you still got going on there. So totally open for that. As you do the coursework as well, there is my blog. You can go visit my blog. If you're doing the online audio courses, you can go post your questions there. Or email me. I'm getting more private emails than posts on the blog, and that's okay. You know, send me a little message here or there. I love to get your feedback. I like to hear how it's going. I thank you. I am on Facebook. You can find me at Shine Your Light by Angela. You can connect to me through LinkedIn as well and Twitter. But I know a lot of you do like to come in through the Facebook to communicate that way. You can also find me, Angela Bushman, on Facebook and follow me there. So many things exciting going on right now. Just continuing to expand, you know, walking my talk and having faith in every moment, staying in the moment, trusting when to let go, you know, what has already served its beautiful purpose, and giving thanks for what was. I look forward to these next two classes with you on the next 2 weeks, Home to Love, and talking about what that means in our life and the way to experience this high level of love for ourselves and for others and to receive it back. And, of course, the last chapter, Learning to Live with Abundance, which, you know, is funny because it seems like, why would you have to learn that? But trust me, when you just get bombarded with so much and you free yourself up for the universe to just send you everything, it's amazing because you have to actually, you don't want to say no, right? You don't want to start blocking out the abundance that's flowing in, but you have to learn some skills within that. So that will be, I think, in a couple weeks. And then we're going to have some interesting hosts on that we're taking a look at having on the show. So I've got some great things coming up. I thank you for joining me today. Go with my page and give me some likes and share it on your social channels. Sign up for my newsletter, which will be coming out soon, and then share that with who you feel like sharing. You know, pass on the love and your inspiration. Know how effective you are in the world as the bright light that you are, and all that you can do to, you know, share everything that you have, all that you've learned on your way with so many others. Each one of us has such a beautiful skill. And I hope that you're honoring it. I hope that you're nurturing it. I hope that you're living it. And until next week, remember, a lot of nurturing now. We've shifted a lot of energy, a lot of water, some rest for yourself. Let all of this integrate. Kudos to you for doing the work, for showing up, for living in your power. And until next week, I wish you be well, be wise, and be free. This is Angela.
Thank you again for tuning in to Shine Your Light. We hope you'll join Angela Bushman again next Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Have a wonderful week.